I didn't even hear the introduction, so I don't know what to say except thank you. I want to read a mixture of prose and poems, and to start with some published things and end up with some things that have not been collected. And I want to start with a piece of prose out of a book called The Miner's Pale Children. It's called The Camel Moth. There is a moth so small that it can walk through the eye of any needle and look up at the arch overhead as at the ceiling of an enormous gateway. In this world, it lives on the fur of camels. It burrows into the hair at the roots and lays its eggs. The larvae dig deeper into the roots and devour them, and from this nourishment, each of them spins a length of thread, fastens one end to itself, passes the other end to a neighbor, and then falls asleep. In due course, the hairs drop out and blow away over the desert, bearing with them the dormant banqueters. These can survive in a state of suspended animation for centuries, for millennia, for at least as long as the hair of a camel in the desert climate can resist the blandishments of decay. When a hare beaches at last on some appropriate shore, the sleepers wake and emerge from the minute opening at their end. They come out very slowly in single file, linked to each other by the silken strand which they had woven before they fell asleep. They are blind. They come forth in silence, a colorless caravan, bearing their colorless thread, as through the eye of a needle. They enter the earth or any solid object on its surface and stitch their way into it farther and farther. The fabric of their unseen journeys holds the visible world together. And they move on slowly, searching, searching, until the odor of camel hatches them out altogether, with eyes open on their heads and eyes on their wings, and they fly off to their next living mountain. They have existed far longer than their hosts. In the eons before camels came into being, this same race of moths lived on other species that have vanished without a trace. And even these moths are part of the kingdom and numbered among its servants. But a great while before they wake in heaven, where there is no devouring and no change, the camels themselves will have vanished from this world and its riches, and will have emerged in the living tapestry of paradise, naked as their tongues.